Driven by Difference: How Great Companies Fuel Innovation Through Diversity. Author, David Livermore. There's no question that cultural diversity provides one of the greatest opportunities for global innovation. In fact, when used strategically, diversity is one of the greatest resources for coming up with innovative solutions, which in turn leads to economic benefits. Learning the managerial steps for translating diversity into innovation is the primary objective herein. The diversity of diversity. Diversity is sometimes used to broadly include any kind of difference, such as the difference in personality, skills, working style, and thinking. Each of us is part of several different social groups, and there's incredible diversity within most countries. For a group to truly have a culture of its own, it requires a shared pattern of beliefs, values, behaviors, customers, and attitudes. The differences that most strongly influence innovation are the varied approaches for communicating, planning, and executing tasks. Self-awareness is a very critical step in the process of creating a culturally intelligent team. The power of attention. By consciously paying attention to innovation and the diverse perspectives around you, you're primed to come up with more innovative solutions. Culturally intelligent innovation is leveraging the power of a diverse team to meet the needs of an increasingly diverse population of users. You innovate to the degree you consciously think about innovation. This is the power of attention. Why are some more innovative than others? The several cultural values that play a significant role in the innovative capacities found in a culture, including individualism, willingness to take risks, readiness to accept change, and high tolerance for ambiguity. The degree to which a culture tolerates ambivalence and ambiguity is directly connected to the level of innovation that occurs. And the individualist, egalitarian cultures are more likely to produce and promote innovation than collectivist, hierarchical cultures. This is an interesting claim, given that most of the world is collectivist and hierarchical. Organizations that consciously innovate usually have a stronger future orientation as part of their internal cultures. Champions within the organization are empowered to come up with innovations that meet problems that are not yet felt but are looming on the horizon. Don't overdo it. There are certainly times when empathy is appropriate, but building a climate for culturally intelligent innovation is better served by perspective taking than empathizing. Psychologists argue that a healthy sense of identity begins with understanding and appreciating oneself before being able to appreciate the world and the reality of others. As we abandon all our previous beliefs and ideas about the world, we transcend those perspectives to include others. The power of 90 minutes. Focus. Creativity and productivity are linked to sustained periods of focus, followed by a period for relaxation and disengagement. Focus begins with self-control, and self-control requires focus. It's a symbiotic relationship that needs patience. Furthermore, impatience and working across cultures don't work very well together. Self-control, patience, and focus can be taught to anyone. Start with a 90-minute block, with no interruptions allowed. An interruption will cost you 20 minutes to recover. The power of trees. Space. Nature, light, temperature, and noise have a consistent impact upon how diverse teams engage in productivity. Not everyone responds the same way to the physical environment. Some work productively in complete silence, while others can't think without some external stimulation. So does the environment shape the culture, or does the culture shape the environment? Both. Do you need more or less stimulation? A familiar place such as a home typically generates a secure feeling, while a novel place provides a potential sense of danger and adventure. But for certain personality types, some sense of novelty and uncertainty is exactly what is needed to generate new ideas. Broadly speaking, extroverts direct their attention outward, to the greater world, because that's what stimulates their thinking and behavior. Introverts focus mostly upon their own thoughts and feelings and receive stimulation from within. Pay attention to the kind of space that best allows talent to do the work they need to do. Monitor when you personally need more stimulation and when you need less. The power of trust. Innovation involves risk. When individuals feel trusted, they know they can take the risks required to pursue innovative projects. Failure is expected, and the key is whether bold attempts are made and lessons are learned. Trust means different things to different cultures. It comes down to whether you believe somebody's dependable. The very same behavior can elicit trust for one individual and erode it for someone else. Depending upon how the behavior is interpreted, trust is based on different values and therefore has a complex nature. We implicitly trust people like ourselves. some implicit favoritism is inevitable. But acting upon that bias is not. We can consciously learn to trust people who differ from us and help others do the same. Five factors consistently emerge when calculating trust: likability, competency, intentions, reliability, and reputation. The 5D process for culturally intelligent innovation. Define the goal. The more diverse the team is, the more important it is to take time to ensure that everyone understands the goal. With a shared mental model, team members with fewer loads and more margins can help those who are overloaded. High-performing teams communicate less during intense, high workload times than low-performing teams do. That's because they're relying upon an implicit coordination that emerged at the beginning during times of low stress. Dream. Generate diverse ideas. The effort to get people to participate and contribute to creative ideas and innovative implementation requires a culturally intelligent approach. Brainstorming is the primary way most leaders try to generate ideas from a group. The dominant brainstorming approach is guided by rules that emphasize the quantity of ideas rather than the quality. Groups are told, no matter how ridiculous your idea might seem, share it, because it might spark another idea for someone else. Decide, select, and sell your idea. In order for ideas to be translated into solutions, you have to decide which idea to pursue and convince people to adopt it. A powerful idea provides a new solution to a problem. The prospective users might not always be aware that problem even exists, but eventually, they have to see the problem and understand how your idea solves it. And the solution offered needs to relieve the pain points related to the identified problem. No amount of slick marketing or smooth talking will help an innovation that starts with a weak idea. Design. Create and test for diverse users. A culturally intelligent approach to innovation requires developing a design and testing process that accounts for cultural differences in form and function. The golden rule of design and testing is to know the user. It's why a diverse team is one of your best resources. When the people working on the project reflect the values and need of the users, a better solution will emerge. Determine the relative importance of design. The importance of design is relative to a couple of additional factors. First, if you're in a market or entering one where there's already a great deal of competition, design is often the key factor that differentiates you from a crowded field of options. However, if your innovation stems from a core capability that no one else has, or from offering a service that is not available from others, your primary value proposition rests less in the design and more in your distinctive offering. Deliver. Implement global solutions. Diversity is unlikely to impede implementation as long as you develop a plan for implementation. And if you've consciously managed the diversity throughout each step of the 5D process, you'll be much better positioned to implement effectively. Barriers to implementation. There are barriers for any team, but as always, there are additional variables to consider for diverse teams. There are a number of things that stand in the way of diverse teams delivering innovative solutions: technical knowledge or skills gap, skepticism and resistance to change, and procrastination. To overcome that, try to forecast what types of resistance may occur and highlight the diversity of input that was utilized for developing the innovation. Create a deliberate plan for a timely launch while building in flexibility for unexpected delays and diverse approaches to implementation, and write down an explicit process for decision-making and conflict resolution. Generally, whenever you have multiple layers of cultural differences in one individual, there's all the more potential for value collisions. Whether diversity is visible or not, what matters most are the vastly different values and perspectives that emerge from cultural differences. Culturally intelligent innovation begins with reflecting on and mapping the value differences that exist across your team.